proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study broadcast. We have been studying the works of faith and the heroes of faith mentioned in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. In this session, we will continue looking at those miraculous works that individuals performed as a consequence of their faith in God. We read in Hebrews chapter 11 that, through faith, some people quenched fire. Perhaps the prime example of this took place again during the time when the Babylonians reigned over the Jews. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had Daniel's three Hebrew companions cast into a fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He cast them into that fiery furnace because they refused to bow down and worship the image of Nebuchadnezzar, even when threatened with this dire fate. Nebuchadnezzar carried out his threat, casting these men into that furnace. Not only did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego emerge unsinged, but they had company in that furnace, one whom King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon said was like unto the Son of God. Through faith, some people escaped the sword or violence. We read about an incident in 1 Samuel chapter number 25 involving David and his men not receiving provisions from a man named Nabal. Abigail, Nabal's wife, averted David from taking out bloody vengeance against Nabal and his followers. When David led an armed expedition against Nabal and his retainers, Abigail came forth to meet him with provisions. On that occasion, she told him, quote, "The Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days," unquote. She had faith that God had selected David to be the next king, and that faith enabled her to remind him what type of behavior God expected from him. Through faith, some people received strength. Samson serves as an example of this. At the end of Samson's life, he was blinded and a prisoner to the Philistines. On that final occasion, when Samson was led forward in the Philistine temple, he asked God for vengeance against the Philistines. God granted his request. Samson leaned against the pillars of a Philistine temple, bringing down that edifice, killing a number of Philistines. Then we read that through faith, some people grew valiant and fight. Again, Samson serves as an example of this. Wielding only the jawbone of an ass, he killed 1,000 Philistines. In Judges chapter 15, the writer attributed his increased strength to the Spirit of the Lord working within him. Later on in history, the author of 2 Samuel recorded a number of heroic martial exploits performed by King David's inner circle of warriors, known as his mighty men. For example, Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Ahohite, Eleazar, quote, "arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword," unquote. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, quote, "slew two lion-like men of Moab," unquote. The author of 2 Samuel added that Benaiah, quote, "went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow." Through faith, some people caused invaders to flee. We can see this in the book of Judges with Ehud leading his countrymen in a successful revolt against the Moabites, and Gideon being used by God to defeat the Midianite occupiers of his homeland. God enabled these men, through their faith, to defeat the enemies of Israel. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.